You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent New Zealand Medical Record article looks into suicide rates in New Zealand, focusing on age and cultural patterns. The results showed that Māori suicide rates are at a record high, being 1.6 times that of non-Māori. I spoke to John Snowden, an old age psychiatrist and the author of the article, about the results and some of the reasons for them. I began by asking what the main points that stood out in the results were.
I mean, it was extraordinary, the change in the age pattern over the last 50 years, and in particular, the big rise in the youth suicide rate, the male youth suicide rate, and reaches a peak in the, what, the 90s, mid to late 90s, and then it came down again, but it's still, there's still a peak there. This is completely different from what it was 50 years ago. And the interesting thing in particular for me was that the peak in the male suicide rate in the early 20s is still there in the latest figures we've got, whereas in Australia, which had a similar peak, that has gone away. So now in Australia, there's a peak in middle age, around 45. In New Zealand, we've still got this peak at age 20 to 24, so that it's double the rate of the equivalent in Australia. And what I found by further delving was that this was probably mainly due to the much higher rate among the Maori population of young males compared with the non-Maori group. There's still in Australia, the rate among young men has gone down a bit more than it has for New Zealand, but this thing about the Maori population was extraordinary and alarming. So that's one thing, and I also found that among the women, among females, there was still this double the rate of what we've got in Australia among the people age 15 to 24, and that too is largely due to the much higher rate among the Maori population of young women, whereas the extraordinary difference between Maori and non-Maori is in old age. And this was found years ago by Anne Boutre in New Zealand, that the rate of suicide among people over the age of 55, 60 is just about zero, whereas there's still an appreciable rate in old age in Australia, which goes up in among males in late old age. So those were the two extraordinary things that I noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think the reasons are for the rates being so high for younger people and nearly non-existent for people over the age of 50?
I don't live in New Zealand. I don't know the Maori population at all well. I've heard a lot about it, and I can quote what Anne Boutre has said and Simon Hartcher. Both, I think Simon Hartcher used to be in New Zealand, but his latest thing he wrote comes from Canada. But he certainly wrote a lot about the reasons why it's different for indigenous populations, whether in New Zealand or Australia or Canada or indeed the United States. And he talks about the sort of cultural alienation that the Maori population feels, just like indigenous people here. He talks about the disadvantaged status of Maori in the context of New Zealand society, and that leads to various disadvantages for health, education, welfare, and of course a higher rate of incarceration. I'm trying to remember, but I think I read that there's that about a quarter of the Maori suicides were among people in prison. That seems extraordinary.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it basically what both Hartcher and other people who've written about it and Anne Beautrey, all who know New Zealand well and know the Maori population, they think it's very much related to the culture. And interestingly, for example, I think it was Hartcher who said that the rate of suicide among the Maori population is higher when there's a lower sort of ethnic density, where there's fewer Maoris in the population, maybe the strength in numbers. And indeed, he points out that not all indigenous populations have the problem that we see in Australia and New Zealand and Canada. For example, there's indigenous populations in China, and they don't have a high suicide rate. So it, I think there seems to be a sort of Western thing where in our cultures, both New Zealand and Australia, there's this great sense of disadvantage and alienation. But this applies to the young. And why doesn't it happen among the elderly? I think that was the question you really asked.
Yeah.
Why the young, young men and young females, I say female because they're not even women, a lot of these people, they're girls. Why the difference? I think, I suspect that both Australia and Maori, that in what we think of as old age among them, people over the age of 60, there's much less feeling of disadvantage, that maybe they're respected more, maybe they have gone beyond the feeling of rage and anger about their situation. But I repeat, I'm not a New Zealander. I don't know your situation well. I think that applies in Australia, where similarly we've got a lower rate among older indigenous people, though not as low as you've got in New Zealand.
Yeah, interesting points there. Overall, looking at suicide rates through certain ages over the years, have the results always kind of shown a similar pattern?
Overall, there have been these extraordinary changes. If you were referring to the Maori population, I don't know well what was going on in the 1980s, but in Australia, there was practically no suicide recorded among the indigenous population back in 1980. A chap called Ernest Hunter did lots of work there. But there's been this extraordinary rise. And that's what I think is quite alarming, the fact that it seems, maybe it's tailed off a bit in the last couple of years, but according to the figures I've got, it's just been a continuous rise in the suicide rate among these indigenous groups, whereas since then, the late 90s, there's been a fall among the young people in their suicide rate. I should also point out there's been a big fall in the suicide rate of older people in both Australia and New Zealand. I'm not talking about the Maori population, but because it was low already, but in the older people there's been a big fall in the suicide rate of men in both Australia and New Zealand. A big fall meaning about half the rate among people aged say 60 to 75 or 80.
Yeah.
It's only still high in those over the age of 80 among men. In women, it sort of tails off, and it's lower in late old age in New Zealand and Australia.
Well, it's nice to see that it's decreasing at least a bit overall.
That's one of the... I'm an old age psychiatrist, so I'm particularly pleased that the rate has fallen, and one could think of reasons why it might be.
Yeah. So obviously this issue is super serious and real pressing in New Zealand at the moment. What do you think the government needs to do to assist with helping this?
Well, they're trying. They've in New Zealand and Australia They've put a lot of effort into suicide prevention programs, but clearly it's not worked yet for the Maori population, or indeed for the indigenous population here. And Simon Hartcher has written a really good article which came out this year, 2017, which is talking about what governments need to do, and one in particular is to make sure that the people trying to do something about the reduction in the suicide rate need to work with the indigenous population. They can't say, you know, as non-Maori people can't go in and say, this is what we'll do, let's do it. It very much is dependent on the indigenous people, their leaders, getting together to work out what's going to be the right situation for them, using a culturally aware approach. That's the vital thing.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te waia, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.